Here's your Forbes Daily Briefing for Sunday, June 20th. Today on Forbes, self-driven women take the wheel in autonomous tech industry. The self-driving vehicle industry may be young, just a bit over a decade old, but already a meaningful trend is taking shape. It's proving to be more open to women CEOs and founders, including women of color, than the broader tech industry and for U.S. companies generally. With last week's news that Wobby founder and CEO Raquel Erdeson raised $83.5 million in a Series A round for a Toronto-based startup, 3 out of 12 leading autonomous technology companies in North America are now led by women. What's more, in a time when companies across all industries are working to improve diversity, 2 of the women leading self-driving tech companies, Zoox CEO Aisha Evans and Waymo co-CEO Takedra Mawakana, are Black. Women holding approximately a quarter of the top management jobs at autonomous tech companies surpassed the estimated 8.2% of women CEOs at Fortune 500 and S&P 500 companies as of February 2021, according to a study by the Women's Business Collaborative. The same report also found that less than 1% of CEOs at companies surveyed were women of color. Among U.S. startups, approximately 40% have at least one woman in a senior management role, though only 14% have a woman CEO, according to Silicon Valley Bank's 2020 Women in U.S. Technology Leadership Survey. For full coverage, check out Alan Onsman's piece on Forbes.com. This is Kieran Meadows from Forbes. Thanks for tuning in.